You are the icing on my cake. You are the smile I can't replace. You are, you are. The way you smile, the way you laugh, the way I can't help but catch your joy, your joy. Metaphorically, this song just says one thing, I love you. That's what I'm telling you. Ooh, oh, and there's no irony because I say what I mean. I love you, I love you. You are the minutes of my time, your inspiration to this rhyme. You are, you are. You are the apple of my eye, the sweet sunshine, the sky. You are, you are. Metaphorically, this song just says one thing.
And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. That was the one and only Charity Vance and her Icing, her new album that's coming out, Rod.
Yeah, neat CD. Yeah, it's great. I'm looking forward to having her in the studio.
American Idol, Charity Vance. Unbelievable. Ninth season, I think. She was in the ninth season that year.
Yes, yes. Simon really liked her. If she'd have been from Nashville, she'd probably been the winner.
Simon likes you, I guess.
Wrong, pretty good. Wrong time, wrong place.
And we'll talk further with Charity Vance on the Exposed segment of this show. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And we are in studio with the one and only Aurelio Barreto. We are
Aurelio.
Honored to have him in studio, which is just so neat. Anybody that knows Not of This World clothing line in the C28 stores and some of the shopping malls that are out there.
I see the stickers everywhere, like on everybody's car. I see them everywhere.
So cool. Welcome, Aurelio, to the radio show.
Thanks, Kempton. Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, I'd love to know, we were talking, Rod and I were talking about it, and I'm just, when we had Colton Dixon inside studio and with us in studio a couple weeks ago, and it was just so exciting to see. And when I saw him in Ellen DeGeneres' show, I told him, in fact, I said, what the greatest thing about the NOTW, maybe not the greatest, but one of the greatest things I think in my heart is that you don't even have to be preaching the gospel. You know, when you see the NOTW out there, what it stands for. Mm-hmm. And what a great brand that you're creating, what you've created. I'd love to know your story. I know that you came from a very successful business background, I say that with emphasis, who's had everything in the possible world. And I would love to know your story, and we would love to know your story, and so would our listeners.
Okay. Well, I was about 37 years old, and I'd been running a business for about 10 years, and I guess from all perspectives, I had crossed the finish line, I had earned my stripes, and everything was good on the outside. But one day, I woke up on my birthday, I was 37 years old, and I couldn't get out of bed, and I couldn't get out of bed because I was thinking, who am I, where am I going, and what was life about? It didn't make sense to me anymore. And a few months after that, I sold the business, cashed out with millions, and started going on vacations. And
more vacations.
Yeah. when you do vacations full-time, it's not a vacation. It
becomes a full-time job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are we going now? Got to go on vacation. Yeah.
We were in Hawaii one time for 3 months, and after about the fourth week, I looked at my wife, Peggy, and I said, how long are we here for? And she said, well, we're here for 3 months. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Like, what are we going to do,
Unbelievable. So after the vacation because you were very, very successful in your last business. I don't know if you want to discuss that or not, but it was just to cash out and leave the worldly world, if you would. The worldly world in some ways is what you see as success in the world. You did have everything mm-hmm. that you possibly could want, everything you possibly need, everything you could possibly desire. Where it took you on your 37th birthday? What ended up happening?
Well, I probably hit the worst time of my life. I was vacationing again in New Zealand, and I had always prayed to God, but God was kind of like up on a corner, and He was perfect and He was righteous and holy, but I felt like, God's got no time for me. But I remember crying out to God in New Zealand and just saying, God, if this is all you have, I just want to die. Cause to start another business and make another, million, it's just, it's just gotta be more. There's gotta be more. And I got back from vacation 3 months later, and again, I still am who I am, and I'm having lunch with this Christian principal. My kids were going to Christian school, and Randy sits me down, and my life is about to change dramatically because he sits me down. He said, "You know, Aurelio, I get the feeling there's something missing." And for me, I was like, what? What do you mean? No one had ever asked me if there was something missing. People would always look at me and think, oh, he's got it all, you know, and we want to be just like him. Mm. And I kind of grew up, you know, playing the role. So I always had the big smile, and inside I was just pretending. You know, I knew things were missing. And but this guy sat me down. He said, you know, are you aware that God calls us to be perfect? And, you know, he was a Christian principal, so I'm thinking, oh, gosh, he's going to lecture me.
Here we go.
You know, I thought, oh, boy. And he said, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And this, the penalty of sin, any sin, Aurelia, whether you've lied, stolen, a bad thought in your head, the penalty is hell.
And, one sin.
Mm.
Yeah.
One sin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I thought, you know, and I was a pretty, I was a moral guy, but a secular guy, moral. I did all the right things. I even went to church. And but I knew I wasn't perfect. And then the next thing that he tells me just blew my mind, because he said, I've got some really good news, and I've got some just horrible news to tell you. And I said, well, gosh, all right, tell me the bad news first. He goes, well, the bad news is, Aurelio, as good as you are, you know, God forbid you die today, Aurelio, but if you died, you're going to go straight to hell. And I mean, I stopped breathing, because I'm like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, is it because of my sin? He goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, what about you? You're not perfect either. He said, no, but I've got a Savior. And I asked him, well, who's that? You know, I mean, do you want me to make a donation? Do you, what can I do? And he looked at me and he says, you know, you can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't do anything for it other than say I do. Believe. Do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus died for your sin? And I'm like, is that why the guy, is that who was hanging on the cross? I mean, that's all I knew was this figure that would hang on the cross. And he said, yeah, he did that. And he died for you. And if you place your faith and trust in Jesus, you shall be saved. And I'll tell you, man, I dropped to my knees and I just started bawling, because for me, I was 38 at the time. And by now, this was the first time in my life where I really knew somebody loved me. It wasn't, you know, when you're making a ton of money and stuff like that, people just, they just want a little bit of you anyway. So, like, you get that. And, but, I mean, this guy put it all on the table. He's like, and I was thinking, man, I could have said, you know, Randy, you've disappointed me or whatever. I'm not going to make another donation to the school anymore or whatever. But Randy was concerned with my life. And it was amazing. Just amazing.
That is.
Wow. And we are in studio with Aurelio Barreto from Not of This World clothing line in C28. And he has honored us with sharing his story as a businessman and as a Christian today, as walking in the light, as they say, and living the light, as they say, and what he's doing in his mission field out there within the stores and the clothing line that he's and the apparel line that he puts out. You know, God bless you. Where does it go from here? I mean, where does it go from that story, from that point in time of your life? Where to go next?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I began to pray that, you know, God would use whatever gifts and talents he had given me. And at first I thought I was going to be a pastor, or I thought, well, the Christian thing is to give everything you have and go to move to Ethiopia and do missions work or something. I mean, and I really didn't want to do that because I don't like where it's hot, you know. But I began to pray. And for about 2 years, I started doing this and that and this and that. But finally, I got to a point where God spoke to me and he said, I want you to be in malls. And I was like, Lord, why don't you just point me to a ministry and I'll make a donation? And I don't want to lose all the money you've given me in malls. I mean, I can't make ends meet in a mall, be a retailer. But that's where what he chose. And, you know, by faith, we put up our first store and people started coming to faith, and more people started coming to faith. And, you know, over a 10-year period, and this is all by God's grace, there's been over 17,000 people that have received Jesus Christ as Lord. Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. That right there is worth any dollar that you could possibly earn, that's for sure. That's amazing. That's what it's all about, the advancement of the kingdom. I mean, my goodness, that's where your riches are stored up, right?
God's word says, he who wins souls is wise.
Wow, 17,000 people.
It's a lot of changed stories. I mean, it's a lot of changed lives. It's, you know, you're dealing with kids that are, you know, at the end. I mean, cutters and people on drugs and hooked to pornography and abused and you name it. I think our stores are sometimes like an emergency ward for people. And since it's in a mall, it's very non-threatening. Yeah. So, you know, people feel comfortable coming in because they're not going to be judged or anything.
And we are listening to the Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are in studio with Aurelio Barreto. You can also check out Aurelio's book, Not of This World. You can also pick it up. It probably is out there. I would imagine at Amazon or Borders, or at least on your online over there at C28. I think it's C28.com, is correct? That's your website. And get online, get connected with that. What an amazing story. If you'll stick around with us, we'd love to have you next segment and keep on talking about this because such an interesting story. And you business people out there that think you've got it by the horns, too, as far as that goes, and you've actually accomplished what you've done and you think the money's what it's all about. Here's a man that's proven that it's not about the money. I mean, he is committed to his task.
That's great.
He is on board with his mission, and he is doing it out there. We thank you so much, and we'll be right back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM.
Never failing.